Hello, and thanks for joining Wicker Park Lutheran Church Sermons. Wicker Park Lutheran Church is a diverse ELCA Lutheran congregation in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago. We gather at 10 a.m. to fully live into our incarnational faith as we experience God's presence in the gathered assembly, and we welcome you to join us. In just a moment, you'll first hear with a gospel reading from the associated sermon for the service that you're about to listen to. We hope that that gospel gives you some context before you jump right into the sermon. Thanks for checking us out, and we hope to see you soon.
The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the temple authorities, Jesus came and stood among them and said,
"Peace be with you."
After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side, and then the disciples rejoiced when they saw that it was the Lord. Jesus said to them again,
"Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you."
When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them,
"Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained."
This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
When Jesus had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." In our current context, Christ's statement stands in sharp contrast. The world does not echo Christ's vision, but rather we heard the pleas, the gasps, and the belabored words saying, "I can't breathe." Parker J. Palmer reminds us that these words are the words that give voice to the terror that has haunted Black Americans since the founding of this country. "I can't breathe" were the dying words of George Floyd as a police officer kept a knee on his neck until his body lay lifeless. "I can't breathe." These might have been the dying words of over 100,000 victims of COVID-19 in America, and where in this city it has disproportionately affected our Black and brown and other people of color, our siblings in Christ. And yet, into this gasping world, Jesus breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." So too, in today's reading from Acts, we heard that all were filled with this life-giving breath from the Holy Spirit. For we heard, "Suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and the tongues rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit." And this image, this is the quintessential Pentecost image. This is the wind-blown room of the disciples with flames on their head. And here, fire and wind are connected with the Holy Spirit, and specifically with the breath of the Holy Spirit. But you see, the important part is not that there was wind and fire. In fact, frankly, there might not have been wind or fire. You see, the sound was like violent wind, and varied languages spread as if fire. You see, the author of Acts gives us an analogy for the most spread of the Spirit. It's not about the presence of fire and wind. Rather, it's about how fire and wind tend to operate. And we know how quickly air moves when the wind blows. We know how fast fire can spread, seeming to jump from one thing to the next. But today is less about wind and fire, and it's more about the rapid movement of the Holy Spirit. And you and I and we are becoming experts in how fast things can spread. The coronavirus in the air can quickly be swept into our lungs or expelled from our lungs, bringing about infection and possible death. Racism has spread in institutions and governments and churches so quickly, and it has become so prevalent, and it has become so normalized and accepted and even worshipped. The spark of distrust and secrecy that seems to be bubbling up in this pandemic has lit fires of misinformation that no censoring can ever extinguish. Frustration, rage, anger, and fear quickly consume and engulf our lives like fire and wind. Yet the Spirit's movement is particular. After all, the author of Acts is likely the same author as the book of what? Come on, say it out loud. Come back to me. Same author as the book of Luke, right? So Acts is kind of the second part of Luke's story, which shows us how the resurrected Christ comes to spread the message of Jesus through the Spirit while Jesus is physically absent. And the Spirit quickly comes to spread the message of Jesus in Luke's gospel. And so if we remember way back, Jesus is pretty precise about his ministry in Luke's gospel. Jesus began his ministry by, of all things, recalling the cry of God's people from ages and ages before him, a cry that comes from the prophet Isaiah. For in Luke 4, Jesus shared with those in the synagogue that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, free to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Those are the words that Jesus began his ministry with. Is it coming back to you? And so now, to understand Acts, we need to remember all of that of Luke. We need to recall that the poor that Jesus is talking about are those of lower socioeconomic status. They are the outsiders. They are the ones who cannot breathe because the empire is putting their knee on their throat. Those are the poor. We need to remember that the good news that Jesus brings is radical love that reverses our worldly systems. Jesus's vision for the world is built on profound generosity. It's held up by servant leadership. Peacemaking and forgiveness are the cornerstones, a rejection of religious hypocrisy, and a mandate to bring a breath-filled life to all of creation. That is Luke's good news. And that is what the Spirit brings here in the book of Acts. And at the same time, it's not just a one-time deal. You see, much like the Spirit of God was poured out in Isaiah's time, it was also poured out in Jesus' time. It was poured out on that first Pentecost. And so too, today, the Spirit moves like wind and fire. It urges us, it compels us to show God's radical love to those who are grasping for breath. The Spirit is moving as we demand justice for George Floyd. The Spirit is moving as we question mass incarceration and the industrial food systems that have fueled this pandemic. The Spirit is moving as we wonder why essential workers aren't always compensated fairly for their labors. The Spirit is moving as we question why economic inequity and racial inequalities have led to more deaths among people of color in this pandemic. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us as we preach the good news of God's loving vision for a world filled with radical generosity and peace. Good news that is for the poor. Good news that is the freedom for the imprisoned. Good news that is the sight for those who are unseeing. Good news to those who cannot breathe. And good news aligned with what Jesus lived and breathed. So today, as a dispersed church in our homes, we are encouraged to act as the church. We are encouraged to preach that good news. And so at Wicker Park Lutheran Church, we again say definitively, Black Lives Matter. Hard stop. Again, as Lutherans, we say racism and white supremacy are sins. Hard stop. We condemn all that seeks to divide as antithetical to Christ's message. And today we are resolved to move with the Spirit of justice. Today, we commit ourselves to deepen the works of our Anti-Racism Committee for Transformation, or ACT for short. Today, we promise to listen to our siblings of color. Today, we promise to walk with our siblings of color. Today, we promise to open our put our knee on the throat of the people of color around us. Today, we say that our God stands for fully breathed life, for justice, and we walk with our God. And friends, that is good news. That is good news, siblings in Christ, for that is Pentecost. That is the Spirit moving, and she's moving quickly among us. The Spirit is moving among us and within us and through us and is spreading like fire, is blowing like wind. The Spirit has always been the backbone of this church. The Spirit is the backbone of our faith, and the Spirit is the confirmation that Christ is risen indeed among us today. Alleluia and amen. Amen.